This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If the O's were sellers at the deadline, who do you think is available? If they're bad enough to have to sell, you think Elias is still the one making those decisions also?
I mean, the easy thing is you have to look at contracts. The guys you have under control for a long period of time are going nowhere. You're not trading Kowser. You're not trading Westberg. You're not trading Gunner. Adley's going nowhere. Who else am I missing in there? Kierstead, I don't think he's going anywhere because if you're going to trade him, you're going to trade him for something that's going to help you now, right? Not for other prospects because you still have him under control for a long time.
And that's why you don't trade prospects, Jeremy. You don't trade prospects for other prospects. You're trading guys that you have on under control till 29 and 30, and in Kierstead, I think 31, only to get longer tenure with you. No, you don't do that. These are the guys you reload with again.
I think the guys that are honestly viable for trades from a hitter standpoint, we talked about Cedric Mullins, Ryan Mountcastle and probably Tyler O'Neill, yeah, who's on a shorter term deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody should want them.
Yeah. You said Zach Eflin?
No, I was getting from the pitching side. For me, Eflin, Sagano is another one. Like, he's not on a long term deal, so you could see him moved if somebody really wanted him. Again, I don't know what the value is at that point of the trade deadline or even if people are calling for him. And I think there's options with bullpen pieces. There's always that option. If you got a guy whose contract's expiring this year or maybe in after next year, you move the guy for something of value.
I just got depressed.
What?
Can you imagine? End of July, this is what we're doing.
No,
trading
I can't.
Trading off pieces, man.
No.
It's just
with a team this young, I mean, we're going to start, you know, trading people for what?
I mean, it's a good topic, but it's one that I hope never happens.
Yeah.
By the way, the same players I think they're trading now that they would trade at the trade deadline to, in case they were out of it.
I think they trade either way.
Are the same guys except for the pitchers? I think they would trade if they were in it. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't think Tyler O'Neill's going
so
anywhere
happy,
if you're in it.
Look at this. Is she recording a video? What is she doing? Where's the camera here?
I mean, what he's talking about, this is a,
is she recording a video?
There's a woman outside our window, basically dancing in the rain, swinging a couple of bags in her hand. She looks like she's couldn't be any happier. And there is no one else with her.
You see it?
Yes.
Did it not look odd?
Yeah. Yes.
For those that say that squirrel, this is worth the squirrel.
That I give you.
She's doing the dancing and the sashaying. There's nobody waiting for the cap out. She's doing a music video. Yeah, I think they'll at least fool us, guys. Even if they're not legitimate contenders by season's end, I think they have a run in them that is good enough to at least fool us. Do you guys agree?
To fool
us? To at least fool us. To give us that so okay, I think, all right, I think so we're getting back in it.
I think what he's saying is that you're not completely out of it at the trade deadline.
Right.
That you're back, But you're going, okay, we're five games back.
Right.
Can we make that up? Or we're whatever the number may be that, you know, you look at and say, hey, this isn't mythical.
And you may never cross that finish line, but I just believe that by the trade deadline, they're good enough to at least fool us.
I think there's a better chance of that than either the other two happening.
Okay.
Like that they make it into the playoffs, or they just fall apart and sell off all these pieces that they don't need for next year. Or they weren't gonna, that aren't in your future plans.
Give us you know, give us some entertainment for the summer. I think they're good enough to do that. You know, they may have some life in them.
I think they are.
Yeah.
By the way, if that happens, I do think Mayo and Basayo are playing the rest of the year at the major league level. And maybe with Basayo, they don't call him up late, so he's eligible for the rookie of the year next year. But I don't know. Again, these are all speculative things. We have no idea.
That's all we have right now.
But, I mean, we're still talking about it because it's something we brought up yesterday.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Orioles are horrible, and we are a horrible with 15 wins. Are we not? Are we right?
Yes.
It makes you sick, doesn't it? You know, the team that's sitting in the middle of the division, only 3.5 games back, only has 20 wins. It's not like, you know, if you can get to the middle of the pack, you're still in it. And there it's attainable.
Right. The Rockies are 20 games out of first place. So that's a disaster.
Man, that's a crap show.
That really is.
Let's go to Parkville, get Eli. Eli.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
We all know who's getting shipped. It's either gonna be Cedric, Mountcastle, or one of the older guys, somebody else. I can't forget. I forget, but it's going to be one of the older guys. Also, one more thing. I was on the subreddit for the Orioles one day, and they was talking about Ellie Rutschman and one of the batting coaches, and like how they talk about analytics and like the swing speed is just not there, so they're trying to get him to speed up his bat. Why does that even matter if he's not making contact with the ball?
Like, that's why. If his bat speed is not up to par, Eli, it could mean he's behind it. That's why he's not making contact. Mm-hmm. It could mean he's too late on it because his bat speed.
Yeah, and Joe said something to me in my ear, which a lot of people are saying on those subreddits and other places, that Adley hasn't been the same since his girlfriend broke up with him.
Really? When was that? Summer?
Beginning of last summer.
Yeah, do you remember when the guys in the off season all took their pictures together and everyone was there with a girl and Adley wasn't? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, like, I do.
And again, that means nothing. Look, you're a Major League Baseball player, he's a good looking dude, he'll find another girl. But
you don't know that? Well, maybe he's got a broken heart.
No, I'm saying that's possible. Like the fact that
Let me talk to him.
Go ahead. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You can fix this?
It's the best thing that ever happened to him.
You should have told me that. You should not have told me
this
that.
This is my friend. Hey, Adley, this is my friend Ed Norris. How are you?
It's like, look. Adley, let me tell you, buddy. You're putting him up on a pedestal.
He doesn't know our lives right now, does he?
No.
He doesn't know.
He's a kid. He doesn't know anything. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, no way in the world, Adley.
You should be the happiest man in Orange.
Adley, you see that tree? You see those trees out there? Now, I don't know, Rob. There's a lot of trees. I know. There are a lot of trees, Adley.
Is Gunner getting married?
My
mom said she saw all the wives and girlfriends, like, said they threw some shower or something. I was like, how did you? I didn't know that Gunner was engaged.
You're not on the same Reddit thing your mom's on.
I gotta tell you this, Joe. I only engage in things I care about.
I don't know if you had heard from somebody you work with, like, oh, yeah, Gunner's engaged.
See, that wouldn't have stuck to me.
Rob may not be coming to my funeral, but he's not going to that wedding either.
If I'm standing in that circle and they're talking about it, it probably doesn't stick to me.
Sorry in that casket, Jeremy.
Jeremy, I bet you don't have problems sleeping now, do you?
I'm in the long nap. By the way, that would be the longest I've slept.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer at 9 o'clock, but on the other side there, we're giving out shovels.
I'm giving it to a cursed local sports franchise. This is hilarious.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm thinking about shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris will get you a shovel this morning.
A cursed local sports franchise. The Washington Wizards. These poor bastards can't get out of their own way. Now, if you don't know, the Wizards were terrible last year. They've been terrible for a while. They won 18 games. We can't say they're that bad. Mm-hmm. They ended up 46 games out of first place with 18 wins this season. Ridiculous. Horrible. So, going into the NBA draft, they were tied with the Jazz and the Hornets for the number one pick. They had the best odds for the number one pick in this draft. We were talking about it earlier. Do you believe it's fixed?
Yes.
Well,
I do now.
When it started, they were number one. Wizards had a 14% chance of having the number one pick tied with, they said, the Jazz and the Hornets. They ended up with the sixth pick in the lottery. How is this possible for these poor guys? It's a terrible team. They should have gotten the first pick, probably.
Since the NBA changed its lottery system in 2019, the team with the league's worst record has never won the lottery picked first overall.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe they need to change the odds in the lottery then.
Maybe keep it the way it is so they can have the teams winning that they want to win. I'm okay with that. Damn. It's good for the league. It's good for the league that Dallas won last night. Tell me I'm wrong.
What?
It's good for the league that they won.
Oh, maybe. I mean, but again, like if, let's say the Bulls had that and Cooper Flagg went to Chicago. Let's say they won the coin toss and this happened. It'd be good for the league then.
Until they play on Thursdays.
Who? Oh, they can't score. That's right.
They can't score. Cooper Flagg will have the worst numbers in the league on Thursdays. Yeah. Who gets your shovel, Jeremy?
My shovel goes to the 18-wheeler on 97 yesterday. So, like, getting on to 97, I don't know how I have this happen to me, so maybe it's just me. But you know how, like, if you have a cop that's pulled somebody over on the side of the road, they've tried to enforce that law where you get over a lane. Yeah, but if you can't get over, then you can't get over.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope this guy's listening and he calls into the show, because I'd like to meet you in a field somewhere, you ass. 18-wheeler just decides to veer over into my lane because he sees the cop above on the right. Mm-hmm. No signal, no nothing. I guess I'm in his blind spot and he can't see me. He runs me off of the road into the grass. I get back on. He shifts back over in his lane. As soon as I get up next to him, I'm waiting for a guy to go, my bad, I didn't see you. He's giving me the finger. I said, my bad. I didn't mean to be driving where you wanted to drive. You're an effing 18-wheeler, dude. Before you get over, you should be looking every which way to see who's next to you.
Yeah.
ran me off the effing road. It's just like, and again, you pull up next to somebody and no, it's not my fault. It's your fault for being there. So here's the old bird for you. F you, buddy. I can't believe this has happened to me twice in a month now where somebody cuts you off, does something. I didn't even make, like, I'm just looking. I have to see the person that cut me off. I have to see what you were doing. Was it an old person that wasn't paying attention? Yeah. Was it some young kid being a jackass? Like, whatever it was. FedEx driver, lady, cuts me off, makes me slam on my brakes so I don't rear-end her. And there's nothing worse than someone that cuts you off and then you get brake checked. Whether it was intentional or unintentional, it's just unbelievable. So I get up next to her and she's giving me the finger and calling me an MF-er. I didn't even say anything to you yet. You stupid. Anyway.
My shovel goes to the West North Avenue Development Authority. So I'm reading this article today and the Baltimore Beat. And evidently their executive director, Chad Williams, is under fire. They say he has a history of domestic violence, sexual misconduct allegations. Now, this organization is responsible. They're overseeing tens of millions of dollars in funds. They're a vehicle for fundamental change. They've involved in the building up of Mondawmin Mall, $15 million investment in Druid Hill Park, $40-plus million business school at Coppin State University. Yay! But the shovel goes because this evidently is something that they've known about. And one of the ladies that says she's a victim of this treatment and mistreatment now, she admitted that she saw it happening, but survival was more important than reporting, and now she's reporting. Here's the problem. I'm not saying none of these things happen, but when you remain silent until you become a victim, you're part of the issue. You saw it going on all this time. This I'm from West North Avenue.
I'm with you, man.
I'm from West North Avenue, so I take this, you know, of interest. And they're doing great things for this community. And I'm not saying he's innocent or guilty in any of these things because the key is allegations. But if you've known about this type of behavior, don't wait until you're just a victim before you start talking about it. That's the problem. Everybody wants to remain, well, it's not me. I got to keep my job. If this was going on for so many long, how many victims have to happen before, hey, it hit me? If it's really going on, you guys need to step in and fix this because this could shatter all of the improvement that's going on right now.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Beat said they reached out to the board members and nobody wants to talk. Again, it's major progress going on largely because of this organization. Fix this. I don't care who's right, who's wrong. Out them so you can fix this. When you talk about putting $15 million in Druid Hill Park, $40 million, a new $40 million business school at Coppin State University, these folks are making it happen. They're bringing money to this community, which has needed it since I was a kid. And you're finally finding something positive and you're letting something like this. I don't personally know this dude, Chad Williams. I don't personally know him. I don't know if he's guilty of this stuff or not. That's not what this is about. This is more about, hey, blow the whistle. Everybody's afraid to snitch. Yeah, you're going to let Rome burn right under your feet. Blow the whistle. It's all about the improvement of West Baltimore, not protecting people's reputations. 410-583-1057 is the number.
This is an interesting shovel. I could have waited till tomorrow, but a Curb Your Enthusiasm come to life moment. You remember when he was with the country club and he'd bring in his own eggs and say he wanted them to use his
eggs? That baby looks Asian?
Yes.
Okay.
He wanted him to make his own eggs.
Yeah.
There was a woman that went into Denny's and brought her own eggs in and said, I want you to cook my eggs because I don't want to pay your prices for the eggs.
Get out of here.
And then the waitress is like, what? Where do you think you are? At a Denny's. And she opens up the dozen eggs and say, take as many as you need to make what I want. And the lady's like, that ain't happening.
That ain't happening.
No, it ain't happening.
Hey, how, you can use some of them for yourself if you want. Let's go to Kenny in Baltimore. What's up, Kenny?
How you like this one, Jeremy? I was on 695 where they dropped the speed limit down in the morning to 45.
Yeah.
Going to 70. All of a sudden, a truck's behind me. I'm ready to get off at 70 by the exit. He's behind me, flashes like trying to get me to go faster. Then he goes around me and rolls down his window. And since I slowed down, he takes something out of his vehicle and hits my vehicle with like a small rock. Then goes all the way to the far left lane. It's ridiculous. Oh, it happens every morning. Every one of these fools are just doing it over and over.
Well, I had the other incident where it was frustrating. Like, nobody wants to be behind a dump truck, right?
No, especially when it's raining.
When it's raining, but there's always rocks flying out the back of these things. I'm sitting behind the dump truck. I got a car next to me that's going like 40 miles an hour, and another car next to me that's going the same exact speed, just enough to stay even with the dump truck.
Yep.
And I'm like, there's rocks flying. It has to be hitting your car, too.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Either slow all the way down and let that SOB get away, or drive around him.
Yeah.
Like,
anyway. What do you think? You got to take a long ride. This 1,000-mile drive I just took, you see some wild behavior, man. Wild. Like, just crazy. Like, not to top it, I had an 18-wheeler kind of. He had the yield sign on an entrance ramp. He blew right through it. I had to nail it just to get away, because he was going to kill me. I just had to throttle my gun to get away from this truck. Then the guy goes, there's a long backup. I finally get up to what's causing it. You know how there's sometimes the side of the highway, it's sloped down to the railing? This car somehow vaulted over the railing, slid down, and was perched next to the railing. I don't know how he got there. He would have, because there's no entrance. It's a guardrail for as long as you can see. So, I mean, he had to be flying and just launch himself over the rail.
I feel like this stuff, and you're right. Like, I got respect for the guys driving 18-wheelers. It's not easy with people cutting you off. And if you're in traffic, everybody's trying to get in front of you when they think it's going to open up.
Yeah.
You know, if you're driving 695 around here and you're in the far left-hand lane headed towards Glen Burnie, eventually you're going to run in where the left lane shuts down.
Yeah.
And everybody's just trying to get in front of 18-wheelers or dump trucks, whatever, at that point.
Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side. Going into the 30th season of the NFL, the Ravens are one of two teams not to retire any numbers. If they do so, who gets the honor to be first? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hard to imagine that the Ravens are going into their 30th year in the National Football League since moving here from Cleveland, from changing from the Browns to the Baltimore Ravens. Hard to imagine that. It's even harder to imagine that there are no retired numbers here for the Baltimore Ravens. It's just, I can not even imagine. I think there's a kind of a gentleman's agreement. We've seen no one else in 52. We haven't seen anybody else in 75. Have we? No. We haven't seen no one else in 20. No. Have we seen another 55? I can't recall another 55.
I don't think so.
But those three, definitely, we haven't seen those numbers yet.
Do you guys have an issue with the players that come in the league and then they ask the other guy? Like, so it's been a big thing with Abdul Carter and the Giants now, where he's asked two players with retired numbers.
How dare he ask Lawrence Taylor for his number? How dare you?
He did that, and then I think he asked Phil Sims.
Phil Sims
was the other one, and they both 11? Said no.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, defensive. I mean, you know,
that's what he played in. That's what he had in college, though, right? Didn't he have 11?
I don't remember what his number was in college. You might be right.
Yeah. But how dare you ask Lawrence Taylor? I mean, that to me, out of respect alone, then he's younger, a lot younger than me, so he didn't live it.
So was it
Dez? But I don't know if I want to be a Giant with Lawrence Taylor's number.
Didn't, would you want to wear 52 on this team?
No.
No, absolutely not.
What, was it Dez and CD that asked Michael Irvin for his number? Didn't they both?
You said what?
Didn't Dez and CD ask Michael Irvin for his number?
I think Michael Irvin gave...
To Dez?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, again, like, this is... We've seen more and more of this, and it does make you wonder. I think there are too many teams that retire way too many numbers.
Right.
But if you looked at the Ravens, there are four guys you could circle and say, okay, retire their numbers. And look, with Joe Flacco winning a Super Bowl, I don't think you're retiring his number. That's where the Ring of Honor and some of this other stuff comes in. But there's no doubt when you look at Reed, Lewis, Ogden, and I'm putting Suggs in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you could probably even eventually put Yonda in there for as good as he's been, but it's an interior offensive lineman that's not getting the same type of credit that a J.O. gets for being the best player at his position.
So the Texans are, what, 25 years old, going to the year 26, I believe, the 1999?
Mm-hmm.
They are the only other team in the National Football League with no retired numbers. However.
Well, they retired David Carr.
Not his number.
Oh, his number.
Yeah, his number.
He got sacked so many times, he just hung him up.
Now, I find this odd that while there are no officially retired numbers, Ed, David Ajabo asked Terrell Suggs could he wear number 55, and Terrell Suggs said no.
I remember that.
So if these aren't retired, then why are you asking?
Right.
So is a wink and a nod? We haven't had a ceremony, but wear them?
How can he say no if it's not retired? Did he just respect him and say, all right, I won't
maybe
wear
the Ravens have an in-house rule?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Hey, that number, you can't wear that number.
Yeah, we'll just pick another one, son.
Yeah. or ask T Sizzle. Yeah. It's just odd to me that, number one, you would have to ask. Because if the team wasn't in on this, wouldn't they just give him the number? If the team wasn't in on it. Hey, I want 55. Well, we don't have any agreement with anybody, so yeah, you have 55. So for him to have to go to Terrell Suggs, Jeremy says to me, there's some kind of agreement, an arrangement with the team.
There has to be. I mean, look, and again, maybe there is just that respect factor where you go to somebody saying, hey, I want to wear this number. I'm pretty sure they're going to retire it for you. But maybe the Ravens just need to say it. Like, there are four guys that should have their numbers retired with this team. Four.
Well, if you go in order, if they actually have a ceremony, I think two guys should be the first to go. Two guys. It's the same year. And that's Ogden and Lewis. They should be the first to be retired. They should, if they ever have a ceremony where they do this, think about this. That literally began it all. They had an original draft pick of Jonathan Ogden. They took that draft pick. They traded when they were the Browns with the 49ers for another draft pick, I think to get J.J. Stokes, if I'm not mistaken. They used that pick to get Ray Lewis. Those are the first two picks in franchise history. They're both Hall of Famers and arguably the best to do it at their positions. They should be the best to get the first to get the ceremony.
I just have a bit of an issue with retired numbers, though, because after a while it becomes ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees are ridiculous right now.
So are the Celtics.
But you look at those guys, like, don't all those players kind of deserve it?
Yes, but I mean, the Yankees have 22 retired numbers.
Well, then that's why I think
22.
Like to your point, I think you should have retired numbers for the really, really special players. I'm not telling you like JoJo White and some of these other guys for the Celtics weren't special, but like you knew the big names for them, like the guys that like put them in as we say the Ravens Ring of Honor. So you're acknowledged for the greatness you had here.
Yeah.
But it is kind of silly that we just keep retiring numbers over and over and over again.
Okay, stop me when it doesn't apply. Billy Martin, Derek Jeter, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Joe Torre, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Bill Dickey, Roger Maris, Phil Rizzuto, Thurman Munson, Whitey Ford, Jorge Posado.
I think there's a bunch in the end there. I think there's a bunch in the end you're saying there that their numbers don't need to be.
Like Don Mattingly.
You're not. I think Whitey Ford and Billy Martin and all those guys, great. Yeah, I'm not comparing them to Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
I just think there's a, like, it's, I
but you're running out of numbers.
Yeah. I'm not comparing them either, but in and of themselves, okay, if that's the case, then one day you're going to retire someone's number, if the Ravens ever do that, who doesn't compare to Ed Reed or Ray Lewis, doesn't mean they don't, you're
but
not comparing.
Are they in that class?
None of those guys compare to Babe Ruth.
No, I'm saying, are they in that class? Like, I'm not telling you. Like Babe Ruth is probably considered the greatest one in that group. Again, we can debate this either way. But Joe DiMaggio's in that class. Lou Gehrig's in that class.
If you tell me that Billy Martin's numbers does not deserve to be retired, I am not going to sit here and put up an argument with you. I'm not. If you tell me that you're retiring Billy Martin's number, I'm not going to argue with you.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to initiate the conversation either way.
I mean, the Yankees are going to be retiring 99 in a few years.
Yep. It'll
probably be about 15.
That's how many numbers they'll have retired.
Yeah.
In a few years.
You know what they're going to go to? They're finally going to have letters on the back of their jersey.
They have hashtags.
No, they're just letters.
Batting third.
Fractions.
Hashtag. Yeah. Playing shortstop.
Number 3.5. I mean, in a league like the NFL, we have, I mean, I know everyone's wearing everything now, but you still have to have eligible receiver numbers. Like a receiver can't wear 62. So like a team like the Bears, they have 14 retired numbers. Don't you kind of, you know, limit people now?
Well, that's why they started allowing receivers to wear different numbers now, because some teams have so many retired numbers.
But they still can't wear, like, I mean, they can wear the 80s or the teens now.
Yeah, the 20s, 20, 30s.
Right, yeah.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, it's all about you folks. Going into the year 30, season 30 for the Baltimore Ravens. They're one of two teams, the Houston Texans being the other, who have not retired numbers officially. Who should be the first to go? And are there current players that maybe you see in the future numbers getting retired? 8. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens, one of two teams, Houston Texans the other. They have no retired numbers. Who should be the first to go? Honored, I should say. I got this on Twitter. I think players playing for other teams help give an excuse not to retire their numbers, which is why 52 and 75 should be retired. But 20 and 55, they were career-long Ravens. They weren't career-long Ravens. They were amazing, though. And my response to that, so Eddie Murray and Frank Robinson shouldn't have been retired.
Wayne Gretzky.
You said Wayne Gretzky.
Mark Messier.
Michael Jordan.
Tom Seaver.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah, right.
All of these guys play for other teams. So I don't
Johnny Unitas.
Exactly, Johnny Unitas.
Yeah. Don't tell us who sent you that, because I will eviscerate that guy.
Tell him, please. That's I like just, when he gets his edge going.
That's just an unbelievable statement. I mean, you didn't think that one out, buddy, before you said it.
Let's go to Phil and Severn. What's up, Phil?
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, at minimum, it should be 52 and 75, and then you add 20 and 55 in there. But I'm telling you, I get the feeling that it's a John Harbaugh thing. I think he doesn't want individualism on his teams. I mean, it took him how long to get the C patch on there? I mean, if you go back to the 2012 season, all those alpha dogs, all those alpha male personalities on that team, he didn't like that, the mutiny that happened. I have the feeling that once Harbaugh is gone and he's going to retire, you know, he's going to retire as
think,
a Raven.
I think Chris McAllister goes in the Ring of Honor. Listen, this is not about, and before the calls come in, who deserves to be have their number retired. It's not. We're asking the first. You know what I mean? I see already somebody said Todd Heap deserves. No, we're not really asking who all deserve to go. The question is, who should be the first to go? Also, is there someone on a current team that you think should go? I mean, we could do a list of guys we think should go all day long. Who should be the first? Marcus in Baltimore. Marcus.
And you know what? Every time you would, I dealt with that all through college because of that daggone boomerang movie. every day from 93 on, man. Oh my God.
It could be worse. My name was used as a song for a school shooter. How do you think I feel?
Yeah.
Oh, and at times he comes in here looking like a school shooter.
Like today.
Does that mean white?
Hey, first of all, Ed, I'm glad to have you back, man. I was sending them up for you. I'm glad all is well. Yeah, definitely. I've been Team Norris for a long time. I've had a theory about this, and I'm glad you cleared it up. I'm not going to say who deserves to go, but the order they deserve to go is, I think Jonathan Ogden got overshadowed by Ray with the whole statue situation. But not to tie it in too much, I think it should be 75-52. And I think things line up right now, 75-52-20. Things line up right now for it to progress the same way they're all going in the Hall of Fame. And ultimately, you would end up with 75, 52, 20, 55, and 73. Fun fact real quick, though, and I'm going to get off. None of those numbers have been repeated. The first of any of them like that that was repeated was actually Hollywood Brown wearing five for Joe. But yeah. We had that offensive tackle that came from Jacksonville. I can't think of his name right now. He wore 75 in, I think it was Jacksonville. Nothing was said about it. But when he came here, his number mysteriously
was
changed.
Was that the right tackle that they signed after the Super Bowl year?
Yeah.
Leon Searcy?
Yeah. No, was that Searcy?
Searcy was the right tackle they signed from Jacksonville.
Yeah,
if that's who he's talking about, I don't know. Like if there's another.
But think about that, though. That brings up a good point. I forgot Hollywood Brown wore five.
Mm-hmm.
That tells
again,
you
I don't know that Flacco's the guy that you're retiring his number. He had.
I know he's not a guy over number.
He had the retire. Eugene Monroe. That's who it was. Okay.
Yeah, Eugene. Seriously, 172.
All right. Yeah. So that's the. Eugene Monroe's only here for a cup of coffee, though, right?
Wow. Wasn't that good? The coffee wasn't that good.
Well. Yeah, but again,
Wawa coffee.
When we get to those,
I'm sorry, but they're not paying here, are they?
I don't know. I love Wawa.
Not anymore. They're not.
Wawa. Wawa. No, but like when you look at the numbers that are going to be retired, to me, the four are no-brainers if you're going to do it.
But who goes first?
I mean, you got to go back to the first draft. And I agree with the order they were in. I think you could do seven. You could do them all together, and it wouldn't have to be first. But why not have three different celebrations, though, at the game?
Are you going to tell me one? Do you think Ray deserves it more than Jonathan or Jonathan more than Ray?
I mean, no, he's talking about doing Ray, Jonathan, Suggs,
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So why do them? They all deserve it. Just do it.
I think Suggs is very – I think the other three are on a different level because you can make the case
the
about the other
ever
three.
In a position.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'm not saying they all are, but you can make
an argument. Yeah. It's not a ridiculous argument.
Yeah.
If you make that argument for Suggs, it's ridiculous.
I mean, he was a really, really good pass rusher.
I think he was a great pass rusher.
I don't even like calling him a pass rusher. He's one of the best defensive end slash outside linebackers.
He could set the hell out of the edge. We saw him in pass defense sometimes.
He had some interceptions.
I mean, I love Terrell Suggs.
And by the way, he set the tone in that playoff game. That game that we talk about where Flacco threw for 60 yards, Suggs had that strip sack for the touchdown. Ray Rice had the long run. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go to Chico in Whitehall. What's up, Chico?
Hey, man. Love the show, as always.
Thank you, sir.
It's got to be J.O. Think about this. You could make the case that we have eight potential, including current, that could be retired. This team's been 30 years. 30 years,
yeah.
That's it.
That's ridiculous,
also,
isn't it?
Think about this. Beside the Yankees, maybe, I can't think of any other team that's had on the field consecutively a homegrown Hall of Famer. And I'm going to just assume Lamar's in that. Think about that.
So Lamar's your answer to the current player that's numbers retired?
No, I'm saying a homegrown Hall of Famer on the field for 30 years. I don't even think the Yankees have that. Every team has a dry spell. Cleveland doesn't have any number to retire in the past 30 years except for maybe Joe Thomas.
Yeah, that's a good one. Joe Thomas would be retired if they retired numbers there. But it definitely do if we had only one of two that's not a retired number.
They only have like one guy retired in Cleveland. It's a handful. There's Jim Brown.
Oh, that's great to say.
Otto Graham. I'm trying to remember. I have to look it up.
But those are the two that I would think had to be retired. Yeah.
To me, Cleveland should retire two names, Hugh and Jackson. You can't draft anybody with those last names anymore. The worst coach I've ever seen in my life.
Let's go to Kevin at Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning, man.
Great segment.
Thank you.
I like the idea of bringing all four of those men to the table to celebrate together, because just from my opinion, man, when you retire somebody's number like those four guys, those got the jersey retirements got to be guys that you feel like you'll almost never have again, right? Like, we get too caught up in trying to give good dudes retirements. But those four men, certainly deserving enough.
I think all four are deserving also, Kevin, but I think you have to separate Ogden and Ray Lewis from everybody. That's just you gotta separate. You can bring the rest of them to the party afterwards, but Ogden and Ray Lewis started it all. You're talking about a cornerstone? You don't start off better than that.
What about?
You start off drafting arguably two of the best players to ever play at their position in the same draft, Ed. The same draft.
That's pretty remarkable, actually.
That's your first. And for our opening act.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Did they even have a name yet, the team?
I don't think so. They showed up in camp without a name, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they didn't have a name yet.
Dude, what about retiring 21? No? This is Ernest Biner's number. Guy's in the Ring of Honor.
He is. Why not? It's also Chris McAllister's dude.
Ring of Honor.
All right, the Browns have five.
You were so petty.
Otto Graham, Jim Brown, Lou Groza, Ernie Davis, Don Fleming.
We all believe the NBA draft lottery was rigged, but do we believe that it helped the league? We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, our buddy from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Jacob Calvin Meyer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.